know all. I know who played you wrong. Ain't got no home. I know who plays you wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
All right. Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy, beaming up the latest real estate news, home buying facts, and money-saving tips, plus community reports and event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. There's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to become a homeowner. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. Check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Reach Radio's Far-Fetched Facts for the Real Estate Industry is here for you. More information the average home buyer needs to know. But as we always say, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. Steve's a little depressed this holiday season. All he wanted for Christmas was something shiny in the driveway that goes from zero to 250 in 3 seconds. So his wife bought him a chrome-plated scale and placed it in the driveway.
Ding, ding.
I think when you step on that thing, it goes from zero to 250 in 3 seconds. And then, of course, there's Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. And then our house segment features our very own resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. His expert advice is followed by millions of varmints and crawling creatures every day. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines, brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. A quarterly report released by the University of Central Florida suggests that the recession was far worse in Florida than it was in the rest of the nation. The recession lasted 32 months longer than it did in the rest of the U.S. We had a downturn of some 50 months. They are, however, optimistic about 2015. The FHA had big plans for its Homeowners Armed with Knowledge, or HAWK, program. It was designed to extend credit to underserved borrowers and to help to unlock savings on FHA-insured loans. However, the program did not get funded in the most recent congressional budget. Average long-term mortgage rates fell this week, with the benchmark 30-year loan reaching a new low for the year. The rate's historically low levels could be a boon to potential home buyers. And South Florida's re-energized housing market took another step back during the month of November. In Palm Beach County, the median price actually went down a little bit. Speaking of the cost of living, the high cost of living in South Florida, they say, leaves many people vulnerable to a financial crisis. South Floridians have less money in the bank than people in other parts of the nation. And more people prefer the beaches and the humidity of the Sunshine State to the snow of the Empire State. It seems that Florida has surpassed New York in terms of population.
Hmm.
We moved up one. Of course, most of those are New Yorkers. And
right.
Finally, you may remember this woman. This was one of my favorite stories of the year, only because she had such a sweet name. It's about a criminal whose name is Cherry's Waffle Tennis. We'll tell you all about her coming up.
I can't wait. When we return, fractured facts and other misnomers about choosing real estate agents, brokers, and mortgage minions. Did you know that 38% of the people never make New Year's resolution? On the other hand, only 8% who do make them are successful. Ooh.
Ain't got no home. I know played wrong. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with a lifestyle change message just for you. You know, we've been talking about the advantages of buying a home in December or January. Guess what? December's gone. If you are a first-time home buyer using HUD, FHA, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call the counselors at Reach today and start the home ownership journey. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, gets you to the operator. Reach offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. Reach provides free, get that, free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. Call our trained counselors right now. The toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, as 2014 comes to an end, we were almost not going to do the show today because it's the last show of the year. We were going to play hooky, but we got caught. We would like to make sure that you have all the necessary information you need to become a homeowner. It's all part of the REACH mission. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. That means we work for you. If you want to become a homeowner, then here's some tips that you can use and abuse. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has compiled a list of home buying tips that may save you time and money.
Yes, let's save the money.
All right.
When you buy a house, you have to go through a real estate agent in most cases. Sometimes you can buy direct from the owner, but you need the good agent. How do you find the right agent? When it comes to choosing a real estate agent, we don't have access to the information that we have about other service professionals. But there are things you can do to pull back the curtain and accurately assess a real estate agent's past performance, potential success, etc. Whether you're the buyer or the seller, here are some ways you can find out more about your agent before you hire them. Talk with recent clients. Great idea. Mm. A testimonial. Ask your agent or potential agent to provide a list of what they've listed and sold in the last year with contact information. And before you start calling the people they provide, ask the agent if anyone will be particularly pleased or particularly disappointed. With past clients, ask them this: I'd like to know what the asking price was and what the sale price turned out to be. If you're the seller, ask if these past properties are similar to yours in price, location, and other features. What you want is someone who specializes in exactly what you're selling. Another good question for sellers: how long has the home been on the market? That has been a problem in Florida for a number of years as the real estate market was depressed, but that is coming back very quickly.
Let me interject something here, just so the folks will know.
Yes.
The day you list your home matters. Homes listed on Thursday and Friday get more buyer tours, sell faster, and for higher prices. Homes listed on a Sunday get more online views.
Good to talk
Bet
to your...
you didn't know that.
I did not, and it's a good thing to talk to your agent about once you go through those procedures of talking to past clients. Look up your potential agent's licensing. States have boards that license and discipline real estate agents. Check with your state's regulatory body to find out if the person is licensed and if there have been any disciplinary actions or complaints.
What kind of disciplinary actions do real estate agents get?
Well, they get
a spanking? Or what?
Well, then maybe. depends on the agent, I guess. You,
you sold that house wrong. You're getting a spanking. Go to your room for an hour.
Not necessarily, but real estate agents are bound to give to fully disclose the facts. If there's a sinkhole in the neighborhood, whatever's coming up, mandatory membership in a country club, these things are that have to be told. If the real estate agent does not disclose this, you don't have a good realtor. You've got to find these things out in advance.
I know a good realtor that knows all that stuff.
Who's that, Al?
That's Pat Tracy.
You're
right. We're going to be talking about her in a few moments.
We will get her on the phone.
That's right.
Look, Google tips and traps when buying a home. Tips and traps when buying a home. This will help you pick your agent. Pick a winner here, guys. Peer Given Awards count, says the Consumer Federation of America. One that really means something is Realtor of the Year designation awarded by the state or local branch of the National Association of Realtors. These agents are best as judged by their peers. That is a huge endorsement. Select an agent with the right credentials. This is something we didn't know. At least I didn't know it until a few minutes ago. We'll look this up. As doctors specialize, so do realtors. And even generalists will get additional training in some areas. So the alphabet soup after the name can be an indication the person has taken additional classes in a certain specialty of real estate sales. For example,
you knew that because we had a lady a couple of months ago that was selling haunted houses.
Right,
that's
right.
Her specialty.
Well, that not necessarily a designation. For example,
my house is haunted.
We know. CRS, Certified Residential Specialist, completed additional training in handling residential real estate. ABR, accredited buyer's representative, completed additional education in representing buyers in a transaction. Here's a good one for our audience. SRES, Seniors Real Estate Specialist, completed training aimed at helping buyers and sellers in the 50 plus age range. If an agent calls himself a realtor with a capital R, that means he's a member of the National Association of Realtors. By hiring a realtor, the most important thing you get is an agent who formally pledges to support the code of ethics. Very important in full disclosure. Realtor with a capital R. Very interesting.
Right.
5 years ago, one-third of real estate licenses were realtors with a capital R. Now it's half. So that's interesting news for those of you looking for a real estate agent. Research how long the agent has been in business. You can find out how long the agent's been selling real estate from the state licensing authority or just, you know, ask the guy how long you've been doing this. Look at their current listings. You can check out an agent's listing online. Two places to look are the agency's own site and Realtor.com, a website that compiles properties in the multiple listing service into a searchable online database. You know, this sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? You've got to look them up. You've got to check them out. Is that right or wrong? If you want to sell your house or you are buying a house, why not work with somebody who's a real professional, top-of-the-line person?
I already told you, Pat Tracy.
Pat is terrific.
That's
and
it.
We're going to have her on the air in
about
a half an hour.
I know the number for Reach.
What's the number?
Oh, it's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. That's the number if you want to get a hold of a good realtor, right?
I think you are correct, sir.
I think we're getting paid to say this.
last but not least, ask about other houses for sales nearby. A good agent should know about other available area properties off the top of his head. Who wrote tips and traps when buying a home. Mention a house in your area that sold recently or is for sale. If the agent knows the property and can give you a few details, that means they're really on top of their game. You want somebody like that who's up to date and on top of the market.
That's right. And here's another little tip. When listing your house,
yes,
using the words beautiful or gorgeous in the listing, I can't believe this, but those descriptions help a house sell 15% faster than other listings. They also sell for 5% higher in the price range. Beautiful and gorgeous.
They're attention-getting words. People like beauty. They like gorgeous. So why not check that out? Check out those realtors. Make sure they've got some of those initials after their names, and you have a pro. Stand by for more information.
Oh, okay. You think so? Well, when we return, more fascinating facts about staging your home for sale. Did you know that India's richest man built a 27-story home with 6 floors dedicated to parking and 400,000 square feet of living space? Wow.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong.
Okay, welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, if you haven't discovered the value of staging your home, then check this out. Sellers who spent $500 on staging their home recovered over 343% of the staging cost when they sold their home.
How much that is, Alan?
343%.
About $1,600. Well, so you make money when you stage it right.
Oh, absolutely. In controlled tests, selling identical homes, professionally staged versus those not staged, the non-stage houses sold in 102 days, while the staged houses sold in 45 days.
There you go.
Well, there's only one question that comes to mind after that.
What would that be?
What the heck is staging?
Home staging is the act of preparing a private residence for sale in the real estate marketplace. The goal of staging is to make a home appealing to the highest number of potential buyers, thereby selling a property more swiftly and for more money.
Moolah, I think is what that is. You know, according to the National Association of Realtors, that's the NAR, the average staging investment is between 1% and 3% of the home's asking price, which generates a return of 8% to 10%. That seems like a pretty good investment.
8 to 10% is always good. Staging a home has always been part of the homeowner's responsibility, but was often as simple as keeping the grass cut and picking up dirty clothes. The seller's agent would recommend actions if the owners were clueless about elements that turn off potential buyers. The late 2000 recession turned real estate into a buyer's market, wherein sellers look for any advantage to make their property stand out from the rest.
And that would be probably staging.
Yes.
Yeah. According to Dan Keating, he's the owner of a California-based Coast Home Staging, when buyers see a house that's beautifully staged, it's warm and inviting, and they perceive a much stronger value to that property. Now, he says buyers often have a difficult time envisioning how a property can be used. And that's probably true. You look at a house. I know that it's the first 10 to 20 seconds when you look at a house, you kind of make up your mind right there.
Yep. And, you know, it's amazing to me. You're making the largest purchase of your life. And some people make up their minds, as Alan says, in 10 seconds. Yeah. This is it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's a little nutty.
There must be some preference involved here. Because myself, when I bought a house, I would prefer to see it absolutely empty. I want a blank canvas rather than to see a model home there, you know, because that's not my furniture.
Right, but the builders today will furnish a home, but they don't pour in a lot of stuff, and it's not personalized. Look, the stronger perceived value often translates into a higher selling price. In one survey, a real estate website, Home Again, found that home staging resulted on average in a $1,780 price increase or a 586% return on investment. We've seen that the value home staging brings to the table is dramatic, but sellers should understand four staging basics.
Okay, well, here's
and
two.
Alan knows what they are.
Here's two of them now. There's two different types of staging depending on whether the home is occupied or vacant. Most of us have too much stuff in our homes. Yeah. And one of the biggest tasks in staging an occupied home is reducing the clutter and depersonalizing the home. You want to reduce the number of books on the bookshelves, paint the rooms in a natural color, and remove artwork that invokes strong emotions, such as religious imagery or pictures of animals. Now, I don't know how pictures of animals would invoke, unless you're afraid of dogs.
Well, no, people love animals, and, you know, it just what they're saying is keep everything neutral. Mm-hmm. Furniture should be moved around in an occupied home as well. Sometimes it's just a matter of taking what you have in one room and moving it to another. If you have a larger budget, you might want to tackle such tasks as changing the carpet or upgrading countertops to make the home look more inviting.
That's true. A vacant home generally needs more work. When a buyer looks at a vacant home, all they can see is problems and cracks in the walls and that dirty piece of carpet that's in the middle of the room. You know, the remedy for that is a few, believe it or not, I never thought of this. You know, Aaron rents all those little rental places. Go down and rent some furniture if your furniture's not that cool. So, and it gives the potential buyers more to focus on than the house's flaws. A few plants and freshly planted painted walls can also help buyers envision themselves living in that property, which can lead to a sale.
Well, every staging job is different. Costs vary. For a consultation with a professional stager who will inspect your home and provide a list of suggestions, experts say you'll pay about $350. Homeowners can do the work themselves, or they can pay the stager to make the changes. If furniture or other supplies need to be rented, the homeowner will also pay the rental fees.
Well, that goes without saying,
it
right?
Does. I already said it, though.
Well, staging a vacant home can typically cost less than 1% of the value of the house. Occupied homes, like we said before, are typically way less than that because we're using the homeowner's furnishings and may not paint the perfect picture.
Exactly. Not only can staging help seal the deal when a buyer is inspecting a home, but it can also... I'm getting signals I never saw before. But it can also get the buyer to visit the home in the first place. 20 years ago, that's the one, people would drive by properties or read in the paper, then have to go look at them. 90% are now looking on the internet before they even get a realtor to show them homes. So if you don't have amazing pictures of that property, people move that property to the, I'm not even going to bother going to visit that one.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Right.
You want someone who has experience in staging properties in the market you're targeting. A portfolio should include pictures of the stager's previous work, as well as photographs of any inventory the stager has available to put in your home. Some stagers have their own furniture and all that cool stuff. So once you narrow your selection down to two or three stagers, interview them, hear what they propose to do with your home, and then listen to your gut. We are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Are you ready for this? New Year's resolutions that never found the light of day. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then, our house segment features Reach Radio's resident pest control freak, Carlton Thompson. Want to know the best way to dispose of your Christmas tree? What would Carlton do? And finally, what's in your reach? A sneak preview of the 2015 Reach Agenda. There could be a home in your immediate future. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you there, Housing Jefe.
Woohoo!
Here's the news. A quarterly report released by the University of Central Florida suggests that the recession was far worse on Florida than most of us realized. But the rebound in 2015 is likely to put a twinkle in Kris Kringle's eye. The report under Dr. Sean Snaith suggested that the recession in Florida started earlier than it did for the rest of the country, and it lasted longer, though there's no exact data. According to UCF analysts, the Florida recession lasted 32 months longer than the rest of the country. It was a downturn of about 50 months before starting a bit of a rebound in 2012. The report notes a strong improvement in Florida since the housing crisis, with median home prices going from about $122,000 to $177,000. However, they say it's going to take many more years to recover all of the wealth that was lost when the housing market collapsed and housing prices plummeted from their median price of $257,000. The price increase also has helped many homeowners who are no longer underwater, giving them some financial breathing room. The report predicts that Florida's nominal gross state product approaches the $1 trillion mark, and it will break it by 2018, and it'll be $963 billion in 2017. Bottom line is, there is growth happening. The Federal Housing Administration had big plans for its Homeowners Armed with Knowledge, or HAWK, program. It was designed to extend credit to underserved borrowers and to up to unlock savings on FHA-insured loans. However, the program failed to receive funding from Congress this year. HAWK was not included in the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2015, which allocates funding to government agencies. That means the program will not be moving forward for at least a year. Under that program, homebuyers who committed to housing counseling approved by HUD would have qualified for savings on FHA-insured loans. The counseling would help buyers to understand the rights and responsibilities of homeownership and budgeting. In turn, they would get a 30 basis point reduction on the upfront FHA mortgage insurance premium and a reduction of about 10 basis points on the annual FHA mortgage insurance plan. Again, though, Congress did not see fit to fund that program this time around. Average U.S. long-term mortgage rates fell this week, with the benchmark 30-year loan rate reaching a new low for the year. The rate's historically low levels could be a boom to potential home buyers. Mortgage company Freddie Mac says the nationwide average for a 30-year mortgage dropped to 3.80% this week. That's down from 3.93% last week. South Florida's re-energized housing market took another step backward in the month of November in Palm Beach County. The November median price was $265,000, off a little less than a percent from a year ago, according to the Realtors Association of the Palm Beaches. It was the third time in the past 4 months that the median dropped somewhat when compared with the same period the year before. Although prices were down a little bit, Palm Beach County's home sales actually increased by 9%. Housing is not as overheated as it was last year, but analysts say the slower pace isn't something to fear. Ken Johnson, who's a real estate economist at FAU, said that leveling off of prices is partly a result of more informed consumers who are unwilling to get caught up in another housing frenzy. Cuba's diplomatic relations are opening, and most Americans do approve, but the long-term legal and legislative journey before full trade can begin is just getting underway. According to Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson, who's part of the negotiating team with Jeffrey De Laurentiis, the new head of the U.S. interest section in Havana, the prized luxuries of impoverished Cuba, rum and cigars, are still off limits to most of us. Migration talks, which are regularly scheduled every 6 months, are on the agenda for late January. But as far as Cuban cigars and rum is concerned, more important, they're still illegal, but Americans and Cuban Americans are very anxious to see a normalization of relations.
Sure. And for the folks out there who don't know this, Lucy, I'm home.
You got some splaining to do.
Back to Cuba.
Yeah. In other news, disbarred attorney David Stern's actions have come full circle. Left over from a successful class action lawsuit against the former foreclosure king, will reportedly go toward the budget of the Legal Aid Society of Palm Beach County. The $115,000 budget increase will go toward helping homeowners in foreclosure and other consumer-related issues. Stern, once the most successful high-volume foreclosure prosecutor in Florida, was hit with an $831,000 judgment earlier this year after allegations of robo-signing, notary fraud, and forgery were occurring at his firm.
Mm. You know, it's Amanda Kleinrock over there at the Legal Aid Society. She's been on the show many, many times.
Maybe she'll get a raise.
I hope so.
There you go.
Hi, Amanda.
The high cost of living in South Florida leaves people more vulnerable to a financial crisis than anywhere else in the country, according to a new study. Of the nation's 35 largest metros, the Tri-County area had the highest percentage of households that don't have enough cash or other liquid assets to pay for 3 months of expenses. Rather, this according to the Corporation for Enterprise Development. That's a nonprofit in Washington, D.C. Some 48.9% of families in Broward, Palm Beach, and Miami-Dade don't have $5,000 in the bank or investment and retirement accounts. The amount, the study says, that an impoverished family needs for 3 or more months of expenses. One of South Florida's most beloved homeless advocates is being honored in Washington, D.C. this week. 90-year-old Arnold Abbott was presented with the Advocate of the Year Award by the National Coalition for the Homeless and the Congressional Hunger Center last week. You may recall us telling you about Mr. Abbott. We reported last month that he was arrested for openly feeding homeless people in Fort Lauderdale against a new law that actually criminalized the act of sharing food with homeless and needy people. Abbott has received 3 court summonses and faces at least $1,500 in fines. Also a possibility of up to 180 days in jail. He says he has a constitutional right to continue to feed his neighbors, and he'll continue to do so. And the judge recently suspended the law imposed by imposing a 30-day ban on any new citations. Abbott co-offered a petition calling for the repeal of the ordinance. So far, he has gotten over 100,000 signatures.
All right. I love it. Now, let me ask you this. At the award banquet where he received that award, mm-hmm. what were they serving for dinner?
I'm sure it was free, whatever it was.
Well, thank you for the news there, buddy. Oh, you got one more?
I got one more.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
This is one of our favorites of the year,
all right.
At least mine. She had a bit of a brush with the law, but her name makes her sound pretty sweet. Cherries Waffles Tennis. Was arrested.
That's after, a racket.
Yeah, after allegedly making fraudulent purchases at surf shops in Jupiter, according to the Palm Beach Post. Police say that Cherry Waffles Tennis purchased $400 worth of spear guns and GoPro cameras with a credit card that ended up being bogus. So whatever Miss Cherry's happens to her, it's a cute name. And she's in competition with a couple of the other best names of the year in the news. There was Crystal Metheny, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, Bizo Doo-Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
Is that Frank Zappa's child?
That is our... No, that's Dweezil. This guy named himself, and he is at the top of the weirdest names in the nation. Back to you, El Jefe.
You forgot one, and that's Reach Radio. We have the weirdest name in radio history, I think. You know, what's in your reach, I think, is what we want to find out.
I like that.
Hey, you know what? For the last two shows, we've scheduled a segment mostly broken New Year's resolutions. We've tried to get it in. For whatever the reason or the timing issues, the segment was cut. I have accepted my own apology, and I will never let it happen again because I made a New Year's resolution declaring it so. So this week, we proudly and pleasantly present the top 10 most broken New Year's resolutions. But that's exactly what we needed, and a little will help the situation too. We're going to start with number 10 and work our way down. So number 10, the number 10th. Reason people don't drink is because they make a resolution to drink less. They always break that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are broken, broken promises, as
close.
It were. Yeah.
Mine was to spill less, but it's close.
Exactly. All right. Number 9.
Yes.
Volunteer more.
I like that one.
Or less, but volunteer. All right. Number 8. I don't understand what they're talking about with this. Be less stressed. Why would you want to do that? Stress. You know, Steve, you told me one time, I loved it. You said mm-hmm. that stress, no, what is it, excitement?
Stress and excitement
yeah.
have exactly the same physiological result on your body. It's just the way you interpret it.
Exactly. So why would you want to be less stressed?
So riding a roller coaster has the same physical effect as being in the backseat of Grandpa's car when he's going 80.
Yeah, and sleeping. what they say, he says, I want to go peacefully in my sleep, not like my grandfather did. Not like the other 3 guys in the car screaming and yelling and shouting, right? Yeah. All right, here's number 7. Travel to new places. And I say, what's wrong with the old places?
Are they still making new places?
They I think they are, but you have to go to China. All right. Number 6. Spend more time with the family.
Oh,
now,
that's nice.
I was going to do that, but I didn't have enough time.
I was going to say, after this week, are you sure?
Oh, you don't even want to know what we had to do this week. Oh, my Lord. I did more driving than I did sitting.
What's number 5, Alan?
Number 5, get out of debt and save money. Now, That's 2. Getting out of debt is 1. Saving money is the other. And, of course, we know that's the 5th. Law that gets broken all the time. All right?
So that's like stop digging and then fill in the hole.
That's it. Oh, you must have been in the military. That's right. Eat healthier and diet. That's number 4.
Yep.
Number 3, learn something new.
Like the operation of a tablet.
Oh, yeah. Or the operation of this little button right here that you press, and it does that kind of neat stuff right there.
That's handy.
That's handy. That's right. Especially
didn't they tell you not to touch?
Yeah.
It's a cough button. And every time you want a cough drop, you have to press that button like that, and that's kind of cool, right?
That's annoying.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right. That's my number two resolution. Stop pressing the cough button. All right. Now, here we go. Number two. Can you guess what it would be? Number two? The number two most broken New Year's resolution.
It's something that's so easy, I've done it a dozen times.
You quit smoking?
Yep.
A dozen times.
That's it. Quit smoking. And, like you said, the number one most failed New Year's resolution. Any takers on this? It weighs in heavy.
Aha.
Lose weight and get fit. Now, I don't know about the losing weight part, but I've been trying to get fit for... Oh, I'm throw a fit. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. All right. We tell you this as a gentle guide towards the roped-off area of brotherly love. It's sort of like tips for those challenged with broken New Year's resolution. We say, don't aim so high. Maybe you won't break it. So in the spirit of this awkward tradition, we have asked REACH staffers to send us their 2015 resolutions. We must have forgot to send out the email, or no one responded. It doesn't matter, because we've made up our own resolutions for them, and I will save them the trouble of dealing with the obligation. This resolution is from Jack Tracy. He's the president of REACH and in charge of property construction. His 2015 resolution is, quote, from yesterday on, I will always use protective eye guards when using the nail gun, end quote. I don't know if he had a problem there, but that's his deal. And here's an email from Pat Tracy that she didn't send. She's the executive director of REACH, and she didn't say her 2015 New Year's resolution will be, I will never say the word location more than three times in a sentence again, ever. Location, location, location. And then Kenesha Wood, she's one of the top counselors with REACH, and she might say her 2015 New Year's resolution will be, I'll never attend another New Year's party where you have to make up New Year's resolutions.
That's
probably good advice. That's good advice. I asked Dee Phillips, she's a charming person, if she had made any New Year's resolutions. She gave me the I can't believe you're going to ask me that question look, and I instantly knew the correct answer. She's a very serious personality. She doesn't mess around. She's straight and to the point, so New Year's resolutions are not on her list of things to do. The REACH Radio crew wishes the REACH organization crew a happy and prosperous New Year's. There are some great people working for REACH and working for their mission. Grace, our bookkeeper over there, Ivana, Lori, and of course a special thanks to Mort Ages. He's in a better place, but his 2015 New Year's resolution is to appear on the REACH Radio show live from a remote location in the Western Hemisphere. I think he might be able to get that done. All right, that brings us down to Steve and Rick. Okay, Steve, what's your 2015 New Year's resolution?
Well, here's the thing. I'm still working on 2014 because my resolution was not to procrastinate, and I haven't really gotten there yet, but I'm working on it.
So maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
All right, and then that brings us over to Rick. I kind of thought Rick's New Year's resolution would be, I will never allow another New Year's resolution segment on the show again, ever.
Agreed.
Now, do you have a better one than that?
Which no. That's the one.
All right. And finally, your host and housing jefe's 2015 New Year's resolution. I'll tell you next year at the 2016 Most Broken New Year's Resolutions REACH Radio segment. How's that? And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. Don't call her right now because she's about ready to go on the air, but when she's off, go ahead and give her a call. It'll be all right. 561-351-8000. And we talked about this property last week, and we're going to tell you again because it is really such a cool property. It's a beautiful single-family home, beautiful and gorgeous.
Ooh.
I think is what we should call that. It's been totally renovated. It has a bonus room and a carport. And if I didn't say, it's three bedrooms and two baths. It's freshly painted. It has new floors, beautiful granite countertops in the kitchen, and wood cabinets. If you're ready to look at this property, it's ready for you to move in. And check this out. If you like to fish, this property is within casting distance from the east side of Lake Okeechobee. It's about 9 miles north of Belle Glade, and it's ready to be your new home today. You can Google the property, the location, and see for yourself. It's 227 Parkview Court in Pahokee. That's P-A-H-O-K-E-E for those who live on the west side of the lake. And the zip code for that is 33476, because Google likes that. If you Google that property, 227 Parkview Court, Pahokee, Florida, of course, and 33476 is the zip code, and they like that. That's a three-bedroom, two-bath, ready to move into, especially if you're a fisherman. It's probably a place out back you could park the boat. And that is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number again, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. And I guess that brings us up to... go to Steve for an.
Has some very timely.
You have a gift return?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So we can take this segment out. I got that, and we put that segment in. Go ahead.
This is for everybody who is disappointed in what Santa Claus brought them. Whether you got a fruitcake or a gift certificate to a place you never go, or any of those, we have some tips.
Okay.
On how to do your best exchanges. Okay?
All right.
Feel free to jump in here, because I know you have experience in this area, too.
Changing or gifts?
Regifting and that kind of stuff. Well, the first thing you want to do is keep the gift in good condition. Retailers really resist taking back a purchase that looks like it's been used or not in the original package, whether it's clothing or electronics. Make sure it's free of any wear and that, of course, all of the parts are back in the box.
Except Walmart. They don't care. I took some soiled diapers back once, and I said, these things have already been used. They said, go get a new one. They don't care. I love Walmart.
Second, don't worry about the receipt. Now, having a gift receipt in case you need it is ideal for a return, but it's not necessary. Target does require a receipt for all returns or exchanges, but in most cases, within 90 days. They could verify your purchase if there was a credit card or a debit card or any other electronic payment method. And you might meet with some resistance on the sales floor. Your best bet is to plead your case with a manager. Mostly
customer
when you talk
service.
To the manager or customer service, they'd be more than happy to help you out. Look out for deadlines. Be aware of how much time you have. It's really not uncommon these days for certain items like cameras and other electronics to have a limit of 15 days for refunds or exchanges because, you know, the next Superphone might come out next week and the one you bought is worth half of what it was.
Exactly.
So watch out for the time. And if you get a gift card that you don't want, like say you're not a coffee drinker and somebody gave you a Starbucks card, there are several websites that will actually pay you for your gift card in cash.
Oh, cool.
Now, be aware you're not going to get the face value. If you got a $50 card, you're probably going to get $35, $37, something like that. You'll get less than the face value, but at least you'll get some cash. And finally, if it was purchased online, if you got a gift that somebody bought for you online, the return process typically means that you have to mail the item back to them, then you have to wait for a response, then you have to find out whether you're going to get cash or credit or a replacement for the item. For things that were bought online, but through a place that also has a brick-and-mortar store near you, it is worth the extra time to get in the car, go to the mall, and take your JCPenney or Sears or whatever it is back to the store instead of doing the whole thing with packaging it back up and mailing it back. So if they have a brick-and-mortar location, just take it back, and they will exchange it for you right there at the store.
You can also go down to Home Depot and sell your gifts to those guys standing down there. Hey, when we return, Pat Tracy, president of Reach, covers the 2016 Reach Agenda. We want to know what's in your reach. Did you know 39% of the people in their 20s achieve their New Year's resolutions? And 38% don't care.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855 855- MHA. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. You know, we want to thank you all the listeners for tuning in to us for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now we've been on the air. This is so great. We love getting your feedback. We love hearing from you. And we certainly want to wish you all a very happy and prosperous new year. But joining us on the phone right now is the person that made it all happen. Pat Tracy is the executive director of Reach, better known as the brains of the outfit. Pat Tracy, welcome to the last show of 2015.
Thank you, Alan. And it's actually the last show of 2014.
14.
We're going into 2015. You skipped the year already.
I was just checking to see if you were on the ball.
I can tell. And I was listening to your segment on staging, and I thought that was very good. And one thing that's important to know at this time of year when you're sort of doing tax planning is that all that's tax deductible. Whatever you have to put out to make your home sellable is tax deductible. So if you have had to do that, be sure you've got your receipts and be sure you file it against the sale profit of the home.
How did we miss that? You're right. It is. It'll be tax deductible. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. It is a cool thing. So I want you to know. And actually, Reach for the Dream 2015.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, so a lot of this is Reach for the Dream for this coming year. So we want to keep that in mind. And in doing that, it would just be the acronyms of REACH. REACH is for real estate. The name basically says what it is, real estate. We actually work in actual homes. We'll continue to do that. In the coming year, we repair, sell them at discounted prices. That also creates wealth because you have a tax break with that, Alan.
That's right.
With the interest and the real estate taxes. And we're going to get more homes. There were 4 cities that were called that remain as the hardest hit cities. They are Miami, Chicago, Baltimore, and Detroit. And so Fannie and Freddie Mae are starting these, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are starting these programs to get more of their homes into those cities. And we're going to participate in that. And we're very excited about it.
Well, with our new office down in Kendall in the Miami area, we'll be able to take care of that with no problem.
That is correct. The next thing, the E for REACH has always been for education, and that is how you save your home, how you get a home, how you become financially secure, how you improve your credit. So we're all about getting properties, improving yourself through education. The A stands for additional funds. That would be grants, things that can help you better your credit, things that enable you to do more. So we're always looking at the grants, and especially in Dade County, there's the MAP fund. CHIP funds have just become available in Palm Beach County, so we try to stay on top of that to help our clients.
Well, if that's what's coming for 2015, then I can't wait.
I know. And the C is our community, which we always try to reach out to our community. We try to reach out to our nonprofit brothers and sisters, the homeless, the vets that we've had on the program. We try to make sure there's fair credit and fair housing within the community. So our community involvement is the C of REACH. Mm. And then the H still stands for our hardest hit program, which will go through 2017, which helps the unemployed and the underemployed, those people who are making 10% or greater less than they did in years past, those people have the opportunity to have their payment made for years. So we're also working in that program. So as we say, we reach out. If you reach out, we'll reach back. And Reach for the Dream 2015 is what we're planning.
Perfect. We say don't miss out, reach out. You know, Pat,
it's
amazing what you've said in the last 4.5 minutes took us almost two years to say. I mean, we try to give a lot of information to the listeners out there. We know a lot of realtors listen. We know a lot of just regular old folks listen. We know because we get your feedback, and we are happy and proud to be able to give you the information that you need to become a homeowner, because that is one of the biggest and best investments you'll ever make in your life.
And in order to be a HUD-approved counseling agency, which we are, there's a lot of documentation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of auditing, a lot of supervision, but we do that so that we can actually have that accreditation and be more responsible to our clients, our customers.
Absolutely, and it doesn't hurt when the government funds come in either, right? That's the biggest help that we get, and we pass that right along to the potential home buyers.
That is true.
Absolutely.
That is true, Alan.
All right. Well, we have a few moments left here. I gave out some wacky New Year's resolutions.
I heard those, and I wanted to tell you the reason you didn't get any reaction is at the end of the year, Reach tries to give their staff time off. They give them the 2 weeks at the end of the year. So if you were to call the office, don't call it till January 5th. We'll be there to help you then, but right now, this 2 weeks is a time that they pull away with their families, because sometimes when you're working with people, it's very emotional type thing for us, too, so we try to give that opportunity so our people are refreshed and can do a better job. So they're not in the office this week nor next week. They are with their families, and then January 5th, we'll start back in operation.
Wow, I gave your phone number out, and I told people to call after the segment. I hope that doesn't bug you.
No. It'll come to me. I have it forwarded to me. However, this is a time when they've pulled away, and they're not in the office.
There you go.
After
All right. We've got a mental note of that. Now I want to ask you this. We have about a minute and a half left here. What is your real 2015 New Year's resolution?
My real 2015 personal resolution or company?
Oh, no, personal. Yeah, personal.
Okay.
We want to get the dirt. Come on.
It's just to make sure that we're doing the very best we can in our household, I think, to keep everything as responsible as possible so that we can be better stewards with our funds and also with our staffing. So that's it.
That's perfect.
To be good stewards.
Good thing it's not reincarnation or anything, because, you know, if I could do reincarnation, I would come back as my wife and leave me alone. That's what.
your wife is a wonderful person, Alan, to put up with you. No,
no, you're absolutely right. And what, we get just seconds left here. What for Reach? What's the New Year's resolution for Reach?
Well, it is going to be Reach for the Dream 2015. So what is your dream? Is your dream to have better credit? Let us help you. Is your dream to get a new home for your family? Let us be there, help you, tell you what the banks are going to ask for, and get you prepared, okay?
That's
so
just...
there it is, Reach for the Dream 2015.
I love it. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. That's all the time we have left to us today. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank the technical staff here at WBZT. They make everything happen on time. And a special shout-out to our Kendall office. Gigi Santiago is making Miami magnificent. Check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio archives are stored. You may take a look at this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. Hat tip to all the guests from shows past. Thank you for your contribution. You all have been great. And we'll see you next Saturday, next year, live from 12 to 1. Happy New Year to you and yours. And be sure to tell your friends about the show. We'll send them a hat tip over the air. Thanks so much for hanging out.